It is amazing to me that the Lord offers us the ability to sacrifice to Him when He did all the sacrificing for us. Sacrifices are long gone. That's Old Testament. We understand all those things, but you are supposed to be, according to Romans chapter 12 and verse 1, a living sacrifice. Part of that sacrifice, and what is very, very great in my opinion, is the fact that we can sacrifice unto Him by simply praising Him. It's amazing that God would afford us that opportunity. If you take your Bibles and turn to Psalm chapter 100, this psalm is full of praise. As a matter of fact, it's called the Psalm of Praise. Let's all stand together as we read that. Psalm 100. The Bible says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Brother Shell, could you lead us in prayer tonight?
Again, for the opportunity to be here, Lord, thank you for the week that we just had and all the decisions that were made. Lord, we do praise Your name for what You did through us, Lord. We thank You for that, being able to use us, Lord. And we pray to continue to do that, Lord, and be with Brother David as he preaches, Lord, prepare our hearts. Lord, use him tonight to speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. You may be seated. If you look at verse 2, the Bible says, "Serve the Lord with gladness." I have been here for 18 years. It's amazing that I've been here for 18 years. And I can't believe even further that you've put up with me for 18 years. I'll be honest with you there. But in the 18 years that I've been here, this, in my opinion, is the time in Bethel Baptist Church's history where it has been at, if not the greatest, very close to the greatest of unity. Very close to the greatest, the greatness of oneness. Very close to the stature of serving God with gladness. Probably the greatest that it's been since I've been here. It gave me great joy to watch people serving Him with the smiles on their faces. It gave me great joy to, I didn't hear one time that somebody was tired. I did not hear one time that somebody wanted to go home. I'm not saying you didn't say it. I just didn't hear it. I'm going to tell you right now, it made me feel good to know that people, and understand, you need to hear this now, that you desired to be here. That's serving the Lord with gladness. It made me feel good to watch and serve with people side by side, arm in arm, linked together to get kids saved, linked together to introduce them to Jesus Christ. And what a theme we had this year, come see Jesus. I would to God that every one of those kids that came to Vacation Bible School went away being able to see the Savior in us. I'm so thankful that Brother Mel and Miss Lonnie, I got it right that time, Brother Mel and Miss Lonnie sang the song, "We Are the Only Jesus That Some Will Ever See." It broke my heart to see on some of the slips that the kids didn't know much about Jesus Christ. The kids didn't know much about the Bible. That bothered me a little bit, and it bothered me because I'm so used to these kids. I'm so used to Austin Shell knowing the stories of Moses and Jonah and Noah. I'm so used to my daughters. I'm so used to the kids that are here knowing the stories of the Bible. It becomes one of those things. And Sunday school teachers, I've got to have you to know this. Please don't stop telling the stories. I don't care how old you think they are. Some kids, whether you believe it or not, have never heard them. To not know who Noah was. Can you imagine that? To not know about the ark. To not know about those things. Continue to serve the Lord with gladness. Come, get ready to get prepared for your Sunday school classes. I believe personally that Bethel's about to take a giant step forward. I believe we're about to go in a direction that I don't think even we are ready for. We're going to need God on our side. We're going to need to realize that we better start to rely on Him now. Because if we don't start to rely on Him now, and I'm not saying that we haven't been, but I believe even more than we ever have, We've got to start coming ready to serve, coming ready to realize that we've got a very big job to do. I know a lot of you work in very cruel, difficult job, grueling jobs. I know that a lot of you have work that you really need to pour yourself into, but understand this, serving the Lord should be even more. Serving the Lord should be something you should desire to even be better at. And I'm going to tell you, I was so thankful that we fulfilled verse 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Man, could you imagine all the singing we had during vacation Bible school? I'm in, right out, right up, right down, right happy all the time. People singing it aren't even that happy, but they're trying to sing it. Faster, faster, the kids always say. Faster, faster. Look at verse 3. We fulfilled this. What I'm excited about, Bethel, is we fulfilled this. We fulfilled this. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. We didn't make any bones about that. Know ye. And we told the kids, He is God. The Lord is God. Come see Jesus. I'm not interested in you coming to see me. I want you to see Jesus. He is God. It is He that hath made us. That's scary, isn't it? You think about the truth. Can you wrap your head around that for one moment? We have some sort of innate desire to be different than what we are. Oh, I think you should desire to be better. But please understand, God made you. He didn't mess around when He made you. It wasn't like He was on a break. It wasn't like He missed a page in the manual of human making when He made you. He made you who you are for a reason. It was good to be able to tell the kids that they had a job. It was good to be able to tell the kids that God made them for a very specific purpose. In an age where the bus kids are crying out for affection, they can find it in our Savior. In an age when the bus kids can't find love, can't find care, can't find happiness, they came to a place where for 4 days solid, they had happiness and joy, and people were telling them how important they are. Don't stop that. Let them see Jesus in you. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Boy, we thank God this week. I thank God this week, and I know you did too. And into His courts with praise. Oh, it was great to see those kids get saved. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord, and you need to, I love this little statement right here. For the Lord is good. It doesn't say He might be good. It doesn't say He often is good. It just says He's good. Now, I know we don't understand the way things happen, why they happen, but through it all, God is good. Through it all, no matter what's going on, God is good. God loves you. He cares about you. He desperately desires to have fellowship with you. And all the time, no matter what's happening, the good or the bad, God is good. His mercy is everlasting. You can always go to Him. You can always find Him out for His mercy. And His truth, glory to God, endureth to all generations. You knew I had to fit the Bible in there somewhere. His truth endureth to all generations. I wrote down a few things that I believe we can praise God about after this week. I believe we can praise God that we had 47 kids get saved. 47 children just got moved into heaven. 47 children got snatched from the pits of hell. 47 kids made the devil violently mad. 47 kids now have a home where we're gonna be. See, I get a little excited when I see a child come to know Christ. I get a little excited knowing, I don't care if they're 5, 6, 7, I don't believe there's a youth, a lower level limit that you can put on a kid getting saved. May they get saved again in the future? No, they're never going to get saved again, but they might get saved the first time in the future when they wrap their head around what Jesus has done for them. I'm the first to admit that. But can I caution you? Don't discourage a child from seeking out God. He got mad at His disciples for that. The kids were seeking Him. Hey, listen, I want to bring my child to Jesus Christ. Jesus didn't say wait until they're 5. Jesus didn't say wait until they're 10. Jesus said, suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not. I'm so excited that we saw 47 kids come up and ask Christ to save their soul. I'm not going to put a question about it. I'm going to praise God. 10 got baptized. 10 kids said, I want to get baptized. 10 kids got dunked in the Chili Jordan. 10 kids came up because they wanted to be obedient. I love looking at the couple of the papers. The one child said, I want to get saved. And the worker wrote down, the kid said, I want to get saved because I don't want to go to hell. Well, it doesn't get any simpler than that, does it? You can take great joy, Bethel Baptist Church. And here's what you got to understand. It wasn't because of a person except Christ. I'm talking about you. It wasn't because of one of you. It wasn't because of two of you. I like the thought process that Bethel is currently embracing. Do you know that I am responsible for those 47 getting saved? Did you know that Jimmy is responsible for those 47 getting saved? Do you know why? Jimmy was up here flailing his arms around, dancing and doing those songs with the kids. I don't know what that song was, but it was great. Brother Mike Sells, he's responsible for 47 getting saved. Miss Thompson, Brother Josh, Miss even you, Kaylee. Responsible for 47 kids getting saved. The people that stayed after and cleaned up, you're responsible for 47 getting saved. The people that wrapped cookies weeks ago, you're responsible. Nick, who made 2,000 cookies, bless his heart, is responsible for 47 people getting saved. Pastor Skyver, who wasn't here every night and was usually incapacitated because of his voice, he's responsible for 47 people getting saved. You must understand something. If you participated at all, if you came here and warmed a pew, you must understand that you are responsible for 47 children accepting Christ as Savior. When they get to heaven, they're going to be able to thank you and shake your hand and say, well done. What's amazing to me is that we try to put the soul winner as the one that's responsible. We try to put one person that's responsible. Understand this, every single person is responsible. Jesus did the saving. We did the bringing. We did the teaching. We did the giving of candy. We did all those things. If you donated any candy to the fish tank, which is now missing, thank God, because I was getting fat on it. Now that that is, I'm going to tell you, if you brought in anything, if you did anything that had anything to do with Vacation Bible School, you're responsible for 47 children accepting Christ. If it wasn't for you, they wouldn't have done it. 10 got baptized. I'm so thankful of the tremendous spirit that we had in the church. People being happy to be here, joyful that they were at church. I love to be at church. We got to understand, so I'm a preacher. But I'm a preacher. You're a Christian. You ought to want to be in church. It ought to make you happy to come to God's house. Where else would you rather be? See, I'm amazed. It frightens me when people miss church because I worry that God's going to crash your car. If you were in here, your car wouldn't crash because you're in here. If you were doing what God wants, do you think God wants you to not come to church? So, amen? I'm so thankful that we had people come every single night. I'm so thankful that we had people dealing with kids every single night. I looked down the one night and I said, man, soul winners, get down there. You better get down. I didn't see anybody go this way and I got nervous. So I, and preacher said, grab your Bible, brother Dave, grab your Bible, get down there. He's intimidating even when he's sick. Grab your Bible, get down there. I got down there. It was awesome. We had a worker for every two kids. Have we ever had that before, Bethel? Usually it's one dealing with six. We had a worker for every two kids. Do you know why? Because you wanted to. Bethel, you blessed my heart because you wanted to. You wanted to serve those kids. You wanted, listen, do you realize what you just did? The Bible says, if you shall bring a cup of water to the least of these, my brethren, you've done so unto me. You just brought the gospel to children. Do you think that Jesus is not happy about that? Thank you, Bethel. Thank you for your great spirit and the great desire to be here at church. I thought of another thing. How about that new bus that we had? That God brought us that bus. I'm going to tell you right now, Tom Buell up there in Indianapolis is just as much responsible for those 47. Matter of fact, I'm going to write him a letter. I'm going to tell him 47 people got saved because of that bus. Oh, maybe not all 47 came on that bus, but I don't care. That bus was there. And I don't know about you, but we've been in the bus ministry a while, Brother Eddie. Have you ever seen a bus get in service that fast? I mean, good Lord, have mercy. What was that, 72 hours? The bus was ready to go. We had the bus passed inspection. Brother Danny busted his shoulder up trying to fix it. We got the bus finally fixed, ready to go. They passed on the first shot. Never happened. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you ever dealt with the inspector, you know why amen and praise the Lord so much there. Go down to the license bureau. Praise the Lord. They gave us the plates the same minute. We had the actual plates today. Man, things don't move that fast. God must be behind it. Thank God for that new bus. Filled that bus up. Boy, I love driving it. 2 minutes, so powerful. Woo, there's so much power in that bus. How about the electric on the night? Huh? Think about this. I want you, and here's what tickled my heart. I hope you don't get bored with this. I love this. Here's what tickled my heart. You people saw God's hand in it. And it was funny because I was irritated, and so was preacher. We don't like things to get fouled up. But what was amazing is this. God turned the power back on just in time for vacation Bible school. And what's funny is, I'll be the first to admit it, I was sitting there and said, what else are we going to do? Because the power obviously is not coming back on. But it did. And what was really great, I had people tell me, hey, Brother Dave, did you notice something? I said, what do you want me to notice? Did you notice that the power went back off after VBS was over? All the lights turned off. Now, it would have been an awesome effect during the skit if the lights would have turned off. That would have been great. But I'm going to be honest with you. God kept the lights on long enough for us to get kids saved, long enough for us to play zonk, long enough for the kids to get on the buses, long enough for us to pull out, and then the lights turned off. Man, God kept the lights on. It seems like he must be pretty good. But what made me feel great about all that is I had people say it was God that did it. I had people say it wasn't lucky, it was God. Man, that makes me feel good. How about the buses ran? Praise the Lord, man. We're driving a 1994 gas bus making sound in the front. And it ran every day, all the time. Never had a glitch. Ran down the road, took the kids out, brought the kids back. We had 79 kids on the Wyndham bus. 79 kids. You ever had 79 Wyndham kids in one confined space? You are playing with fire. Maybe literally. And what you got is this. God said, no, I want the buses to run because I want the kids to come. And we've had weeks where we had no buses. We had weeks where they didn't run. We had weeks where they didn't pass. But not this week. God took care of us this week. God brought the kids in. God let the buses run. And I'm going to tell you right now, praise the Lord, 47 got saved because God's hand was in it. How about the visitation working out for the buses? You don't know this. People were here every day. Every single day. Every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they visited every single day, weeks in advance, passing out bus flyers, going to get new kids, going to knocking on doors. And I'm going to tell you, for the first time, these kids, in a long time, these kids were excited to come to church. Excited to come to church. I watched that little boy. I called him Caesar. His name is Cheshire or something like that. Cheshire Ray. It's Cheshire. I got it right. Cheshire. It took me a long time, honey, to get that right. Don't mess me up now. Cheshire. That little kid had a big smile on his face. Bus workers know what this is like. If you've never ran the buses, just give me a week. Just give me 1 week, one time. I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't give you a dime for a preacher that's never been in the bus ministry. I wouldn't give you a dime. If you've never ridden a bus, you ought not be preaching. And that may be tough for people to hear, but don't you tell them, sissy, wissy, mammy, pammy, silk, panty wearing britches, he can't get on that bus and get those kids in. Something matter with him. You watch those kids smile one time. You watch them smile as they come home with a bag full of prizes that the kids are going like this as they're walking off the bus. But more than the prizes, the kids saw Jesus this week. The great crowds, Good Lord, even Irate the Pirate got saved. The Lord is still saving sinners. Isn't that the dumbest thing you've ever seen? At least Black... My wife loves it. At least Black Stash was beautiful. How about... That was for a reason. How about this? How about the adults that came on the bus? How about the adults? How about the 90-year-old little Black lady that craned her or crutched her way up on the bus and then at the end said, man, for white folk, you sure are energetic. She said to me on the way out the bus, she said, son, you're a lot more Black than white. She says, excited as you got while you was preaching, this should be a Black church, not a white church. And I said, well, praise the Lord, come on back. We'll be back in Black. Hey, listen, I'm excited. Hey, I'm happy that we aren't a dead church. I'm excited that we're an excited. We got something to be excited about. Man alive, I was happy. That 90-year-old lady, we tried to help her down the steps, said, I got it, baby. You reminded me of Mary Reinhart, just as sharp as a tack. She tried to wake her grandbabies up. She said, hey, wake up, this is good. Yeah. Praise the Lord that adults came on the bus. Every day we had an adult on our bus, every day. I couldn't believe it. You know, kids are nuts enough. Having an adult with the nuts kids just surprises me. Our workers are nuttier than the kids. And they came. Praise the Lord. They saw Jesus this week. The great crowds, the adults came on the bus. How about this? We had the bike giveaway today. I don't know if you noticed this or not. But we had the bike giveaway. And I praise the Lord for all the stuff that was brought in for you folks. By the way, the folks that brought this in are just as much responsible for 47 getting saved as everybody else. Did you know that 6 got saved this morning? These were adults. In the middle of a vacation Bible school message that ran off probably half of our church. Because I was ornery this morning. If you weren't here, don't get the tape. But listen to me, I had 6 people raise their hands to get saved today. They got saved today. So really, I'm going to be honest with you, it's 53 now. Brother Sean, tell me about, did anybody in Super Church get saved this morning? How many? 54. The Lord just keeps adding them on. We got to understand, Bethel, they saw Jesus this week. I want to praise the Lord because they saw Jesus this week. The prizes came in. The horses didn't buck until we got on them. When big fat brother Dave got on them, the horse said, man, alive, come on, brother. Put the cookie down. The carnival went off without a hitch. It always does. It's amazing. I almost bet, Miss Dye, I almost bet that we could not call a soul and the carnival would still go off without a hitch. Because everybody knows what they're doing. They show up and say, yeah, I know where this stuff goes. I know where it came from. Yeah, we got it. No problem. I don't even remember answering questions on that day. Yeah, here we go. Bethel, you're getting good at it. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But we're getting good at it. And they got to see Jesus this week because we put out crazy carnival games. That sponge thing is awesome. Keep dunking my daughter. I love it. I'll tell you what other game was awesome. The skits up here, by the way, the games beforehand. The people that ran those are just as much responsible for 47 getting saved as 54 now people getting saved just as anybody else is. I loved the cup game where the cup was on the hat and one kid was filling the cup. The other was trying to dunk it into the other pitcher. That is the greatest game ever. I'm going to tell you, you picked, I don't know who picked him out. What's that kid's name? That blonde-haired kid that's happy all the time. Huh? Devin. Oh my good Lord, have mercy on my soul. If you're going to pick a kid to fill a glass on top of somebody else's head, Devin is the one. That kid was, he was laughing so hard while he was pouring that in, and the kid's head that he was pouring it on was just getting dunked all over. And he was a great sport. I don't know if you noticed, but that kid was laughing his head off too. And they'd go like this, and it would shoot over top of the jar. Ah! And the water going all over. Man, glory to God. I was having so much fun watching those people. I had to come up here and look. I said, is that Devin? Devin, you are having a good time, aren't you? Oh, yeah, I'm having a great time. You know? Praise the Lord. How much fun did they have? You got to understand something. There was another church, a good church, running Vacation Bible School the same week we were, and we had 79 kids come from Wyndham on the Carnival Day. And we had another church, good church, running VBS, same week. And we got them to come to us. Why? Because we were having fun and they were seeing Jesus here. I'm not saying they weren't seeing Jesus over there. I'm saying I know they were seeing him here. Yes, ma'am. That's awesome. That's awesome. Little did he know Jesus is 4 foot two. I love you, Miss Liz. The games, the singing, the visitation. I don't know who made the flyer, but the flyer was wonderful. Sonia, great job. You know, what's amazing is so many things go into this. The potty monitor. You think that's let me tell you, you let kids hang around in the bathroom for more than 7 seconds, something's going wrong. And you could be cleaning up a soap flood very quickly. Praise the Lord that we had potty monitor. Yes. They were, yes, that's right. They replaced that window. Right. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. The cookies never ran out. The adults were happy about that. The water never ran out. Praise the Lord. The piano playing and the music was great the whole time. I mean, I don't know if you know, Miss Debbie is ridiculous at that. She changes from happy music to dun, 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 and she knows right when to do it. But this is the last thing, and I'm all done. Praise God, this last week, prayer was answered. A lot of you folks, my wife and I deem as prayer warriors, because we know you're gonna. We know you're gonna seek out God's face. We know you're going to go to Him, and you're going to pray earnestly. Your prayers were answered this week. I'm gonna be honest with you, in these days, it's amazing to me, as much garbage is out there that kids still get saved. As much stuff is out there. And you know, Josh, I thought what was great, I prayed that adults would come, especially adults from our bus route, because if you can get adults to come in from the bus routes, it strengthens your buses. And I saw it come in. It was neat to see the parents excited about Vacation Bible School. I don't know if any happened, but I didn't get any reports of kids decking each other on the buses this year. I didn't get any reports of anybody sticking a pencil in each other's eye. I didn't get any reports of fighting. You know what I got reports of? When can my kid come back? I got reports of, can my kid come to Sunday school now regularly? We're looking for a good church for them to come to. I'm watching the workers say, well, why don't you come too? We sure would like you to come. What you got to understand, Bethel, is they saw Jesus this week. They came and saw Jesus this week, and because they did, and Jesus, He's not hard to find if you're looking. And we showed Him to them, and when they saw Him, they wanted to be part. because of our constant soul winning efforts, because of going out door to door, because of the great crowds passing out flyers, because of the relentless visitation, the relentless door knocking, the relentless seeking people to come, because of that, because of all the hard work, people saw Jesus in you. People saw Jesus in you because you had nothing to gain except the satisfaction of serving Jesus Christ and watching kids get saved. That's what it was all about. And I'm going to tell you, as your associate pastor, I could never be prouder of a church than I was this last week. I was proud to know that you knew God's hand was here. I was proud to know that. I was proud to know that kids came and saw Jesus this week. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He is the one that's done it all. He is the one that did every part of it. His hand was intertwined in every single thing. I'm just glad that we as a people were submissive, obedient, and we got to reap the benefits of 54 people in the last 4 days accepting the Lord as their Savior. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? Let's bow our heads in prayer tonight. Dear Lord, I thank you so much for everything that you've done. Lord, I believe we have just hit the tip of the iceberg here. I really believe, Lord, in the very near future, you're going to do great and miraculous things with Bethel Baptist Church, because we, I believe, are a prepared people. We are prepared to have your blessing. We are prepared to serve you with gladness, with thanksgiving, happy to be here, earnestly seeking more people to know about you and making a place where when folks come, they see Jesus. Lord, please be with us tonight. Be with my pastor. Be with Brother Edwards. Be with the ones among us that are sick. Oh God, we need them here. I think of Miss Annie. Lord, she's battled so much. Please be with her. Encourage her. Lord, I pray that the folks that need you tonight come to the simple realization that they need you and seek you out, because you're there. All you're doing is waiting on us. And Lord God, I'm so thankful that we served you this week. Lord, let us continue throughout the week to get ready to have more blessing from you, to serve you, to work hard for you. Lord, please give us a great Wednesday night service. Lord, let us not stop now. Let us go forward continuing in prayer, because Lord, I know I saw prayer answered this week. And I know a lot of the folks that pray a lot in this church saw prayer get answered this week. Lord, please let us continue to pray and continue to look and see your hand in everything. I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand together. Before we go, Christians, I've got to ask you, in a crowd this size, there might be somebody that doesn't know the Lord as their Savior. There might be. And I don't want that to happen. Miss Tiffany, while I'm doing this, why don't you go back and get ready to get baptized? Miss Tammy, could you go back with her? She's going to get baptized tonight. I tracked her down. I'm going to tell you, I would be remiss not to offer an invitation. I would be remiss not to still talk about that Jesus Christ that we just had a fun time praising. He died for you. He shed his blood for you. He went to that cross at Calvary for you. And I'm going to tell you right now, he desperately wants to save you. If you don't know for sure 100%, every head bowed, every eye closed, no one looking around. I don't want to embarrass anybody tonight. But if you don't know for sure 100%, but you sure would like to know, it's such a simple thing. The Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So if you don't know 100% sure, but you sure would like to know, could you put your hand up real big and tall? I won't come to you. I won't embarrass you, but I sure will pray for you. Is there anybody like that in here tonight? I see that hand. I see that hand. We're about to start the invitation. I would to God that you would come. if you need to just praise the Lord this morning. You know, we don't have to come to this altar just to ask Him for stuff. We can come to the altar and praise Him. We can come to the altar and thank Him for what He's done. Let's make use of the altar tonight. If you need to get saved, please come. I've got people that are more than happy to let you know and show you from the Scriptures that you can be saved. So please come as soon as the invitation starts. Dear Lord, I thank You so much for the opportunity to have an invitation. And Lord, I thank You so much for everything that You've done this week to see so many people get saved. And I pray that we have even more before the day ends. Oh God, please help us tonight. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother John, what page are we on? 365.